President Trump calls it a common sense compromise. Congressional Democrats call it a non-starter. And that's where we are after today's offer made late this afternoon by the president to get government agencies back up and fully running. The partial shutdown is now in its fifth week. The president offered a three-year reprieve from deportation for the so-called Dreamers who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children and for other foreign-born residents given temporary protected status. But the president repeated his key demand, the demand that gave rise to the stalemate over funding the government.
To physically secure our border, the plan includes $5.7 billion for a strategic deployment of physical barriers or a wall. This is not a 2,000-mile concrete structure from sea to sea.
And this has been a non-starter for Democrats. But the president said both sides must now, in his words, put down their armor, build trust, and come together.
It is time to reclaim our future from the extreme voices who fear compromise and demand open borders, which means drugs pouring in, human trafficking, and a lot of crime.
So what now? Well, I'm joined by NPR's White House correspondent Ayesha Roscoe and our congressional correspondent Susan Davis. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
And Ayesha, let's start with you. Why don't you give us a bit more detail on what the president's proposing?
So he's offering most of what they were already asking for. So the $5.7 billion for a steel barrier on the southern border and some more money for inspections at the ports and also for more judges, more border agents, and all of that in exchange for extensions on the DACA recipients and for those who have temporary protected status. This three-year extension for both. And the idea that he was putting forward is that those 3 years would then be used to come up with a larger immigration proposal to deal with the issues that Washington has been trying to deal with for years now. But that is the offer from President Trump.
And